안녕하십니까? 2011년 3월 1학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2011년 3월 1학년 대성 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 22번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 저금통을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm interested in buying a coin bank for my daughter.
How about this piggy bank? It's very popular.
Well, I think it's too common.
If you're looking for something unique, you'll like this ATM coin bank.
I don't think my daughter would like it.
This is a brand new coin bank. It has an LCD digital display that counts coins.
That sounds interesting. But I'd like something cute.
Then how about this giraffe coin bank or this doggy coin bank? I'm sure your daughter will like these.
Oh, they're great. I don't know which one to choose. My daughter loves dogs, so I'll take this doggy bank.
Good choice. I'll gift wrap it for you.
2번, 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jordan. How's it going?
Oh, Emily, I have amazing news.
What is it?
I'm getting married. Can you believe it?
Oh, Jordan, that's big news. Do I know your fiancé?
No, I don't think so. Her name is Rachel Mead. She is very beautiful and so nice.
Lovely. Have you set a date for the wedding?
Yes, the wedding is next month.
She must be a very special person.
Yeah, Rachel is the best person who has ever come to me. I feel like I'm walking on clouds. Oh, I can't wait for the wedding.
3번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Was your ancestor a butcher, baker, or candlestick maker? Is there a common theme of a certain type of occupation in your family? Does it go right back to the very first person in your ancestry who started to be called by that name? When family names came into popular use in 14th century Europe, many people came to be identified by what they did for a living. A blacksmith named John became John Smith. A man who made his living by grinding wheat into flour took the family name Miller. If a baker was named Daniel, he became Daniel Baker.
4번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 내일 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Kang? This is Jennifer Moore.
Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
Good. It's 9 in the morning here. What time is it over there?
11:30 p.m. When are you arriving?
Well, I'm leaving on July 21st and arriving in Incheon on July 22nd at 6:30 p.m.
What's your flight number?
It's KE024.
So, you'll be arriving at 6:30 p.m. on Monday tomorrow. I'll be at the airport to pick you up.
That will be very nice, but I don't want to bother you.
It's my pleasure. So, you must be busy now.
Yes, I'm busy packing. I really have to go packing. Thank you.
Okay, bye. See you tomorrow. Does your hotel have a fax machine?
Yes, we do.
I need to send a fax to my office in Seoul. Can I send it here?
Sure. What number do you want to send it to?
This number here on the top.
Just fill out this form and I'll send your fax.
How much does it cost?
For overseas faxes, there is a charge of $4 for the first page and $2 for each page after that.
I want to send 5 pages, please.
Okay. Give me the papers and I'll put them through for you.
Great. Here they are.
Margaret Chocolate Company has been in business since 1957. We make our chocolates by hand, and they are very popular all over the United States. Our chocolate factory is one of the most popular tourist attractions. If you would like to visit our factory and see how we make our chocolates, you are very welcome. We welcome visitors on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. We will also give you some chocolates to try after you have seen the factory. Please give us a call if you have any questions about our program.
How would you like to go to a movie today?
Not today. I have a lot of work to do.
You finished your business report yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But I have to clean up the whole house.
Our house is neat and clean.
Really?
Yes, it's spotless. Come on. You need to get out of the house and have fun once in a while.
You're right. But I have a pile of ironing to do.
You can do it later. Come on.
Then can you press those shirts for me while I get ready?
Oh, sure. I'll do that for you.
Thanks a lot. Hello, may I sit here?
Sure. I've been sitting alone for a long time. It would be nice to talk to someone.
Great. Where are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Oh, me too. Are you taking CO1128?
Yes. You too?
Yeah, that's great. Do you live in New York?
No, I'm going to visit a friend in Manhattan. I've never been there before.
What a coincidence. I'm going to Manhattan too. If you don't mind, why don't we take a taxi together from JFK Airport? Then we can save money.
That's a good idea. Oh, there's the boarding announcement.
Let's go to the gate.
Okay.
9번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning. Could you prepare my bill so I can pay now? My room number is 307.
Of course.
And could you call me a cab?
What time would you like it?
My flight is at 9:10 a.m., so I have to be at the airport by 7:10 a.m.
Then you'll need a cab at 6 a.m. I'll call one for you.
Thanks. Oh, has there been a phone call for me?
Yes, there's a message for you. Here it is.
Thanks. One last thing. Can you give me a wake-up call at 5:30 a.m.?
That'll be no problem. I came for a haircut.
Do you have an appointment?
Yes, I called earlier. It's for 2 p.m. with Kelly. My name is Anita Gibson.
Oh, Ms. Gibson, come this way. Would you first put on this gown and wait over here for a moment? Kelly will be with you soon.
Okay. Can I see any hair magazines? I want to look over some hairstyles.
Of course. Here you are.
Thanks.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please. I'd like some orange juice with ice, please.
Sure. I'll come right up.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 언급한 사진을 순서대로 나열한 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Dad?
The pictures I took in Paris.
Oh, I've never seen them.
Well, come on. Look at this picture.
Wow. It looks like an iron tower.
It's the Eiffel Tower. It was built as the entrance arch to the 1889 World's Fair. It has three levels, as you see, and is the most visited monument in the world.
Oh, I see. What is this building with a tall tower on the roof? It looks like it's near a river.
It is the Cathedral of Notre Dame. It is an old cathedral that stands on an island in the Seine River.
I think it has a great view of the river. Oh, what is this building? It looks like a big palace.
That is the Louvre. It used to be a palace, but now it is one of the greatest art museums in the world. The pyramid in the courtyard is the main entrance of the museum.
Great! I hope to visit Paris one day.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택한 시내 관광 코스를 고르시오.
I'd like to take a city tour.
Would you like to take a tour bus?
Yes. How long is the tour?
There are 5 tours. Take a look at it.
Which one do you recommend?
I usually recommend the 8-hour tour, but it already left at 9:15 this morning.
It's 11:30 a.m. now.
Well, how about the 5-hour tour, which leaves at 1 p.m.?
It costs $100 per person. No, we can't afford it.
Our 3-hour tour is pretty good. How about that?
It leaves at 2 p.m. That means we have to wait for 2.5 hours. We don't want to wait that long.
Then there is a tour bus that leaves in 20 minutes. Would you like that?
That's great. 4 tickets, please.
13번. The Online Cutest Pet Photo Contest에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Enter for a chance to win the prize. The winner will be given $100. The online cutest pet photo contest will be held from April 4th to April 10th. If you wish to enter, you must send one photo of your pet through email to pets@grantsburganimalhospital.com. You must also include your name, your pet's name, its breed, and your contact information, including your email address and phone number. All entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. Sunday, April 3rd, 2011. You can enter more than one pet, but in separate emails. All photos will be posted on our webpage from April 4th. People who visit our website will vote for the best photo. The photo with the most votes wins.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 찾아간 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Come in.
Excuse me, am I disturbing you?
Not at all. We have an appointment. You're Betty?
Yes, that's right. Betty Buckley.
What was your major?
I majored in mass communications. I also majored in international relations.
Good. Did you have any internship in the mass media?
Yes. I worked as a part-time reporter last summer for Excelsior magazine.
I see. Well, this example of your writing is excellent. I think we might have an opening in the international news department.
Oh, I hope so. I'd love to work on international stories.
Can you start working from tomorrow?
No problem. Thank you. I'll work hard for your newspaper.
15번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 주장하는 바로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Are you usually punctual or late for work? Being late for work costs a company much money. Suppose you were just 15 minutes late for work every day. That would amount to 65 hours a year. It would be more than 8 work days. None of your colleagues would understand you. No boss wants to pay a worker for the time that he or she is not on the job. Even a few minutes make a difference. If you are late too often, you may not get paid for lost time, and you could lose your job. So remember that you should not be late for work.
16번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Hey, you should also put on the helmet and knee pads.
Don't worry, I'll put them on right now. 2.
Jeremy, don't ride a motorcycle at night. It's dangerous.
Okay, I won't. I promise. 3.
Watch out! You almost hit that bike.
Oh, my. Thanks for the warning. 4.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for inline skates for my brother. 5.
Joy, fasten the strap of your helmet.
Oh, I forgot. Thanks for reminding me.
17번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Jones, I called you several times this morning, but you didn't answer.
I was very busy this morning. Is it cold outside?
Yeah, it's March and still cold. It was really tough when my boiler broke down last week.
It must have been terrible since it was so cold.
I felt freezing, but it's fixed now.
Good. By the way, What brings you here today?
The water is leaking from my bathroom on the second floor. Can you fix it today?
Well, I'm very busy today, so I'll send someone to look at it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yes, thanks. Oh, I have a party at my place this Saturday. Can it be fixed before the party? What time is it, Samuel?
It's 8 a.m.
Huh? My watch is slow. Maybe it's time to change the battery.
Oh, that reminds me. I should tell you about the silly thing I did.
What was that?
Well, a few mornings ago, when I woke up, it was already 7:30 a.m. I thought I had slept through the alarm.
7:30? Were you late for school?
Well, I took a quick shower, jumped into my clothes, and ran all the way to the school.
Did you make it in time?
Yeah, I got here right at 8 o'clock. But there was one problem.
What was that?
There were no other students. I was the only one here.
Did
I tell you about Jeffrey?
No, you didn't.
Well, Kathy went to Jeffrey's wedding last weekend. She said they almost canceled the wedding.
You're kidding. What happened?
The guests had to wait for groom Jeffrey for about an hour at the church. They were all about to go home.
What happened?
Well, he was staying at his parents' place about 30 miles away. And can you believe it? Their car broke down on the highway, and that's why he was so late.
Oh no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, but there was a happy ending, and now Jeffrey and his wife say they have a great story to tell.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Thomas. I haven't seen you since you went off to art school. How do you like it?
School is great. I have a fantastic painting teacher, Mr. Parker, who is so cool.
What do you like about him?
Well, you know how I hate it when someone criticizes my work with no reason?
Yeah.
Well, he is the kind of teacher who is completely honest in his opinion of my work.
But he doesn't criticize you?
Not really. He has a lot of constructive criticism to give. When he assesses my work, he always includes some helpful advice.
Today,
I'd like to talk about something interesting. In our country, it is very hot in summer and very cold in winter. People tend to have heart attacks after the weather changes rapidly. Weather also has a strong influence on people's feelings. Winter may be a bad time for thin people. They might feel depressed during cold weather. In summer, on the other hand, fat people may feel unhappy. Low air pressure relaxes people too much and makes them nerveless and spiritless. Weather also increases forgetfulness. Are you feeling sick, sad, or forgetful today?
(22번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 애니가 로버트에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Robert and Annie are both deeply concerned about nature conservation, and they participate in various activities for nature conservation quite often. There is a 600-year-old big tree in their neighborhood. It's loved by a lot of people and considered sacred. Today, Robert hears bad news that the city is planning to cut down the tree to widen the road. Robert feels that they should do something immediately so that the mayor may cancel the plan. He decides it's necessary to send some opposing opinions to the mayor. Now, he hurriedly meets Annie and asks her to do it. In this situation, what would Annie most likely say to Robert?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.